Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in time for a very thought-provoking daily editorial. You know, I want to give credit to a couple of people for this one. The first one that I want to give credit to certainly is Jim McKinney because of his research. And the second one I want to give credit to is Out of the Box because of his comment about, which I initially thought was kind of interesting, wasn't really sure whether I would take it seriously. Out of the box, you said this whole thing is a scam regarding what's going on with the coronavirus, now the mutation of the coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera. I called Jim to talk about that, and Jim gave me the link to the video, which I have posted along with this editorial. Now, this video is put out and endorsed, I have to say, by Newsmax and the Epoch Times and some other folks. It was also tweeted by Donald Trump. Is it accurate or is it not accurate? You make up your own mind. To me, it makes a lot of sense. You're going to see in this video what the opinion of the Epoch Times and Newsmax is, and also the opinion of Jim McKinney, that this whole thing is a, including the situation with the Biden election victory, this whole thing is basically orchestrated by the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. I want to say one thing about that personally. It makes sense and it sounds logical to me. Having said that, Jim, we're getting an awful lot of interesting additional news about the coronavirus. Now there is a more serious lockdown in the United Kingdom because of the mutated virus. Going to be talking about that mutated virus with Dr. Chuck later on in the day. I can't get him out of surgery, but when he's done with that, we will be talking with him about that. Having said that, Jim, let's talk a little bit about that video. I'd like you to describe it. I'm sure everybody has watched it because they did also post that with what you and I are talking about that. Let me just say, the video gives a very compelling argument for mainland China being behind the Biden victory in the election. I believe that is true. And I said that a couple of days ago in a daily editorial. I believe it's true because Donald Trump believes that mainland, that the Chinese Communist Party is a major opponent of ours. And if he were reelected as president, they would be stopped very effectively in the negative actions that they were involved in concerning the United States economically. So it makes sense to me that they would not want to see Donald Trump reelected. And it looks like at this moment in time, as of December 21st, 4 days before Christmas, they are probably succeeding. It's going to take a miracle, I think, for this thing to get turned around. You also, at this point in time, have the former Attorney General Bill Barr, who is very adamantly against Trump now. I got to tell you, the bad guys are very well funded and they are very well organized. The only comment I can make, Jimmy, is that what we can do is we can bring as much information as we can to the folks on this website, and hopefully they will pass it on to their friends. You're on, Jimmy.
Yep. So the video is interesting, and it makes the case that Chinese communists and communists in general have been attempting to undermine the United States. All right. So yeah. So the video basically makes the case that the communist leadership in former Soviet Union and in China and other communist areas have been attempting to overturn and overtake the United States since the inception of the Soviet Union. But they focus on China. They focus on the financial impact. They focus on the relationship with the Biden campaign. And what's really, I think, people need to understand that the Chinese do not play by the same rules that we do. They do not play by honesty or integrity. They play by power politics and whatever they can do. And if you go back and you look at this virus, when it started, where it started, we still don't know for sure, but there's a lot of evidence that came out of either escape from a lab or maybe something more sinister in China, in Wuhan. The fact that the media hyped it so intensely and the Chinese government scared the hell out of people for a long period of time with a lot of videos out of there. And that is perpetuated in the United States by corporate media that are funding and definitely support relationships with China. And of course, this administration has been struggling. The Trump administration has been fighting against China. So there's no question the Chinese have a bigger and better, stronger interest in a more amenable leadership in the United States, being Joe Biden. And of course, there's a lot of factual evidence that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were involved with Chinese corruption. And we know that many, many corporations in America are tied in and their future is dependent upon relationships with the Chinese Communist Party. And I'm going to tell you the bottom line is people that are connected to those global organizations are silencing opposition voices and opposition media and opposition discussions like we're having right now. And that, to me, is the biggest, most sinister issue that we are facing today.
Jimmy, let me just show you how well this thing is planned, in my opinion. The most effective way to elicit support, emotional support for somebody, is to include their family members, particularly sons or daughters, obviously. Hunter Biden has been included in this thing, and Joe Biden is now saying, implying, you know, quit beating my son up. I have a lot of respect for him. The only comment I can make is I think that my comment about taking on and slamming a important family member of some way is a wonderful, wonderful method to get the public behind the person who is being, his family member is being slammed. I mean, only comment I can make about Hunter Biden is he was forced out of the Navy, number one, for using illegal drugs. Number two, he is obviously in a position because of his dad of making huge, huge financial gains from the Ukraine and mainland China, the Ukraine, particularly the energy company. Slam a child and you have nothing but support from a very, very sentimental audience. Sorry, Jim, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think that's an important point.
Well, I think that's definitely the method that they're attempting to use to justify not looking into it. The problem is Hunter Biden, you know, is a mature adult that has made these relationships, and the facts are very clear. He, you know, his own laptop has the information on it. His
right.
The discussions from the people that he hired to run these corporations, and their clear testimony on it. And the fact that Bill Barr, and I'm sorry, you know, I had hoped that in fact he would be more concerned about the Constitution in the long run, but it appears that he's more concerned about himself, and maybe I'm not sure exactly what's happening here with the Department of Justice, but they must be so corrupt and so dependent upon the institutions inside Washington that they're willing to turn a blind eye to very clear evidence of corruption and, of course, a lot of inconsistencies with this election that have to be investigated for America, for half of America to feel trust and faith in the system. And right now, half of America does not. The media attacked Trump with no evidence of Russia collusion, false fabricated evidence for 4 years, and they're doing it again with this latest SolarWinds hack and, you know, more Russia information, disinformation. But they're unwilling to look at the other side. And that is so telling of what's happening in America today. It is not business as usual. This is definitely silencing positions and media and other views. And I think that video makes the case that, hey, look, you need to step away from them. I think that some of them are complicit. certainly the senior editorial leadership in many of the mainstream media corporations, and of course the major corporations, they want to buy into control of this government, and we are allowing them to happen through sentimental means like you're talking about right now.
Manipulating people's ideas and emotions
and giving them fear, too, through the COVID.
Let me just say one thing about Jim McKinney. Jim McKinney retired as he was going on the way up as a intelligence officer in the Army. He retired at a rank of lieutenant colonel, didn't go all the way to full bird because he could not support what was going on. I have to say, we're talking to a guy right now who really, really has some strong moral values, really believes in America. I'm going to be back with him later on today because I know we're going to get some more news on this, and I know we're going to have some thought-provoking comments from our team here at the KER Report. Jim, thank you so much.